the other, whatever that is, stuff. These are practical things. Distinguish between needs and wants. Wisely invest your money, carefully, thoughtfully, conservatively, and learn to live below your income and not way, way above. These are huge paradigm shifts in our culture. And consider the wonderful privilege you have to give money because there are great needs, because it is a means by which the Lord advances the gospel, because giving is commanded, because everything you have belongs to God, you don't want to rob Him, because of what God has given you, freely you've received, freely give, because of promised blessing, back to Luke 6:38, given it'll be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, sow bountifully, reap bountifully. Scripture says, give joyfully, not grudgingly. Give systematically, first day of the week. Give sacrificially. I will not give the Lord, David said, that which cost me nothing. Give humbly. Don't blow a trumpet in Matthew 6 like the Pharisees when they came into the temple to give. Give quietly. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. Give like you pray in private. And this is what the Lord has called us to do. Whatever the economy is going to be, whatever the issues of our nation, it's not going to be what we would want it to be as Christians. But we have the promise of God. Listen to this, and I'll close with this. This is a Mark 10:28. We'll get to this in a few months. Peter began to say to him, "Behold," this is to Jesus, "we have left everything and followed you." We're hung out here, Lord. We dropped the nets and the boats, and here we are. We've left everything, followed you. And Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms," that would be source of income in the agricultural culture. "There's no one who's left that for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he will receive 100 times as much in," you ready for this, "the present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and farms," that's the church. Oh, footnote, "along with persecution." Part of it.